Imagine getting to know your dad behind security glass. For 8-year-old Erica Rodarte, watching her father move in and out of prison for gang-related crimes was normal. On StoryCorps Northwest, hear Erica share how it feels stepping outside a gang-influenced lifestyle.
So then you had this idea to go to Seattle and live with your aunt, and your family supported it. How was life different after you left
the
Yakima Valley and went to
Oh,
Seattle?
My God. It was such a cultural shock because, I mean, I grew up in Toppenish, which is right in Yakima. I mean, every single kid that was at that school was Hispanic. I'm Mexican. And when I transferred schools or when I moved to Seattle, I was the only Mexican there. So it was really awkward. It was really weird. If anything, I hated it. I told myself, what did I do? Why? Like, these people, I mean, they were all white. You know, I was very ignorant. I didn't like any of them. But I think at the same time, I kind of wanted to be them. I think I really wanted to, because I started to catch on that a lot of them were very goal-oriented, very involved after school in just clubs, and well-rounded kids that really cared about their grades, that were very smart. So I kind of started to notice that. And there's no gangs at all. None of that was there. But it took me a while to adapt to that.
And what happened after graduation?
After graduation, I actually did AmeriCorps. I eventually moved back to the Yakima Valley, having to hate it so much, just being so comfortable in Seattle and enjoying it, and just being so happy that I graduated from really great high school. There was just something, like, I just could never forget where I came from.
What was your position?
I was a youth mentor and tutor. There's about 20 of us on the team, and we volunteered full-time at local elementary schools. Not just any elementary schools in Yakima, the ones that were considered low income. So our focus was to help serve kids in those sort of communities. And I was particularly served in probably one of the worst elementary schools in Yakima. It was in the southeast side of Yakima, Adams Elementary School. So I think what our focus was, to be a role model, to focus on the kids that are at risk of joining a gang, at risk of becoming a gang member, just like I was. You know, I was definitely an at-risk youth 10 years ago. I was able to relate to a lot of them. And I think that really is the keynote. There's just so much potential for success. If you want something, get it. Because it does not matter where you come from. It does not.
That was Erica Rodarte talking with StoryCorps facilitator Callie Thuma about her work helping at-risk youth in the Yakima Valley AmeriCorps program. You can listen to this and other StoryCorps Northwest excerpts on our website, nwpr.org. Special thanks to the Yakima Valley Museum, Yakima Valley Community Foundation, Cashmere Valley Bank, Heritage University, and KDNA Radio for their help in bringing StoryCorps to the Northwest.